No, I mean, it's that's just what the league is, you know. Every other week you're going against a elite quarterback. You know, it's not too many teams that's pushing around teams in the league. You know, every team has talent. You know, every team is pretty good. And, you know, this team, they're elite. They have elite players on offense, elite players on defense. One of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. So we should have our hands full this weekend.
Do you have a different approach to going after a Ben Roethlisberger, the size that he is?
No.
When your approach, no?
No, I feel like... you know, it doesn't matter how big they are, the ball comes out the same on any quarterback. So that's just my mindset, is just try to get the ball. You know, you get the ball, the body will follow.
What has it meant to your front seven guys to have your three corners playing the way they have been?
It's been instrumental in our success on defense. You know, we got elite corners. Probably top five corners in the league. You know, we got the best secondary in the league right now. That's why our stats look the way they do. We got Chris, Talib, TJ. And after those guys, too, we got Roby, you know, David Bruton, Stu. You know, so we're pretty stacked in the secondary, and that's part of the reason why we had some of the success that we've been having on defense.
Does it change the way you're able to pass rush?
No. It don't change for me. I'm just trying to get to point A to point B as fast as possible. So they trying to – The corners, they're trying to lock the receiver up the whole play, and I'm trying to, you know, get to the quarterback as fast as possible. So it's a good mixture, I guess.
You're on a nice run now when it comes to sacks. Did you feel like at some point it was going to come, given how close you were for several weeks?
No, I've just been able to string it together. You know, early in the season, it was just hands length away. So now, I'm able to get them. And, I guess it's just the groove right now. I'm just trying to, do what I'm supposed to do in December. You know, I haven't really, throughout my whole career, December has always been that time where, we fall off here at the Denver Broncos, and we're just trying to change that this year and trying to push even harder this December. And, I guess it's, starting to show.
How much does road wins mean in a season, a franchise record? They've got some great teams here, obviously. How much would that mean to this group?
I mean, I don't know. I really haven't paid too much attention to it. I think everybody in the locker room is, pretty much on the same page. We really just haven't been paying attention to it. We've just been trying to go out there and win the game that's next. And that's what we've been doing. It's been working for us.
Vaughn, you hit 10 sacks for the fourth time in 5 years. I know 10 probably isn't a number you want to stop at, but it's still a pretty significant milestone. What's it mean to you to be in a pretty rare company? Only 11 other players or 10 other players have done it.
It's great. I mean, it just tells you what type of organization I'm playing for, what type of teammates I got. You know what type of secondary I've had since I've been here? I had Champ Bailey, all the way through out here. And I got Chris and Talib and all these guys. So it just tells you what teams that we had and, type of players that we had on this football team.
How does DeMarcus being in the lineup affect you? How do they view you when he's in the lineup? Does it change that, when they're moving guys around?
I don't know. I guess I got to ask him. I really haven't. I just got to ask him, how does it feel to have DeMarcus out here, before the game start? Maybe I should just, ask the offensive lineman, does it look different? You feel any different? I mean, I don't know. It's just, having DeMarcus where he's a Hall of Fame player, So it's just comforting, look across and you got, DeMarcus Ware on the other side. I think name speaks for itself and, all the stuff that he's done over your career. Just having him on the field is, it's great.
You get less attention, or do you always have?
No. It don't matter if DeMarcus is in the game or not in the game. Okay. We always gonna get attention. And here's DeMarcus right here. It feels great. I felt them coming.
DeMarcus is there, and you still got the attention.
Yeah, see, they still blocking me over here. Still getting chipped.
You said that in December you noticed Broncos team start to dip.
I mean, that's
feel different.
As for me personally, my sacks, kind of dip off in December. And it's just this year has been reversed. At the beginning of the year, I wasn't getting the sacks. And now at the end of the year, I'm starting to get them. So, I don't know.
Do you feel like as a team that you're peaking at the right time this year?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like me personally, I feel good from where I'm at right now.
Is it hard to look at the final stats and give up 126 yards and a loss? Is that hard to reconcile as a defense? And how did that happen? When you guys played that well, minus 12 yards at half, was it?
Oh, you talking about last week?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Yeah, I don't know. What game are you talking about? The Pittsburgh Steelers, you know. I'm going against a really good right tackle, probably one of the best right tackles in the league with Marcus Gilbert. And a pretty good friend of mine. It should be, you know, should be a pretty good day. This is the game that, you know, I look forward to playing. A guy that I know, you know, we got a relationship. And, you know, I get to play against him every single play through the whole game. So it should be a great game. It should be a, you know, a battle that I could that we could talk about, you know, this offseason. So Marcus, he's one of my good friends. I spent a lot of time with him in the offseason. And this is you know, my first time getting to go get him with him being the type of player that he is and, you know, me being the player I am now. So it should be a pretty good game, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think he's only giving up one sack this year.
Yeah, Carlos Dunlap, man. Carlos Dunlap is another one of my friends. So we got a group message with all of us in it. So I was joking around. I asked Carlos, how did he beat Marcus? And Marcus jumped in a group message like, it's not going to work for you this time. So, you know, it's pretty good. We should it should be a really great game. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's going to be 43 degrees. It's not going to be that cold. So it's one of those games that that's what the NFL is all about. The Broncos playing the Steelers. You know, at the Steelers place, it's going to be a little cold. And got guys that know each other playing each other. So it should be pretty good.
Getting to Roethlisberger, what have they done?
Defensive players, they're getting to Ben, but Ben is just being so great, and he was able to stand up and just throw it out there. So, you don't know, I really don't have what I see on film is, you know, every play is different. You know, he's not getting sacked the same way every time, you know. So, it should just be a great game. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, guys.